This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United Nations top court began hearings Thursday into South Africa's allegation that Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide against the Palestinians. South Africa is asking the International Court of Justice to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel strongly denies South Africa's claims. It will offer its defense before the ICJ on Friday. Israeli forces launched their offensive after Hamas fighters killed 1,200 people and kidnapped 240 others during a raid on southern Israel on October 7th. More than 23,000 people, mostly women and children, have been killed in Israel's air, ground, and sea offensive, causing a humanitarian catastrophe. A final decision will likely take several weeks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops from at least the northern part of Gaza. The Israeli government has been under weeks of pressure from the United States to scale down its operations and shift to what Washington says should be a more targeted campaign. Hamas has been designated a terrorist group by the United States. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. That's VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it found traces of hostages in an underground tunnel in Gaza. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Khan Yunis, in the southern half of the Gaza Strip, has become a focus of Israel's ground offensive, and the military has been showing journalists tunnels in the city, where it says it's found signs of the hostages. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hostage DNA. Hostages were held here in this tunnel system.
Hagari stood in front of a corrugated tin hut that covered the tunnel's entrance in a residential yard. He says Hamas militants retreated to Khan Yunis immediately after their October 7 attacks.
In the civilian neighborhood, in order to make it impossible for the IDF, unless he does a ground operation, to fire at this area or try to rescue the hostages.
The IDF did not say if the hostages whose DNA had been identified are known to be dead or alive. I'm Ben Thomas.
A spokesperson for Somalia's government says it is working to rescue the passengers of a United Nations helicopter that was captured by Al-Shabaab militants. The UN-contracted helicopter was conducting an air medical evacuation Wednesday when a technical problem forced it to make an emergency landing near an area controlled by the militants. Officials told Reuters news agency that two Somali men and several foreigners were on board, and many were taken hostage by the militants. It was not clear exactly how many were captured and whether any managed to escape. The Islamist militant group has been waging an insurgency against the Somali government since 2006 in a bid to establish its own rule based on a strict interpretation of Islam. The families of men who died in prisons in the southern U.S. state of Alabama want to know why their relatives' body parts were missing. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
A federal lawsuit alleges that the bodies of two men who died while incarcerated in Alabama prisons were missing organs when the bodies were returned to their families. Brandon Clay Dotson died in a state prison in November. His family filed a federal lawsuit last month against the Alabama Department of Corrections, alleging that Dotson's body was decomposing and his heart was missing. There was speculation that the organs may have been used for research purposes. In a court filing, an attorney for the medical school at the University of Alabama at Birmingham says that that university did not perform the autopsy and never received any of Dotson's organs. The Dotson family's attorney says there are other families with the same situation. The daughter of another deceased inmate says her father's body was missing all of his internal organs when it was returned in 2021. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more of this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.